Hi there. My name's Mara Barnes, and I'd like to tell you about my sport, which is surfing. At events like this, I try to explain what my motivation is and give people an idea of what it's like to be involved in the sport. Firstly, people often ask me what sort of training a surfer needs to do. Well, just surfing, really. That's the best training you can have. I live on the Atlantic coast, so I can surf all year round. Summer is pretty bad wave-wise because the sea's so calm, but I try to do 2 sets of 3 hours or 3 sets of 2 hours. I'm completely exhausted after that, but for me, that's a great feeling. In winter, it's bitterly cold, of course, but you get great waves at that time of year. Wearing a wetsuit, I can stand about 20 minutes before it becomes unbearable. Of course, when I'm not surfing, I have to keep fit. But I don't do workouts or lift weights at the gym, if that's what you're thinking. I just do yoga and stretching every day for between 30 minutes and 1.5 hours. Surfing uses your whole body. When you're on the board, the focus is on your legs and torso. When you're paddling out to get to the waves, it's the arms, back, and upper shoulders. Everything needs to be loose. I'm quite good at listening to what my body's telling me. I also try to swim 3 times a week. My goal is 32 lengths of a 25-meter pool in 14 minutes. Normally, I do it in 12 and a half or 13, actually. So, what about injuries? Well, people pull muscles and sometimes break an arm or an ankle. I've been lucky. But when I was 15 and I just started surfing, the board whacked me in the face and it broke my nose. While surfing, you get hit by the board, hit by the waves, tossed around. The more flexible you are, the less likely you are to get injured. In terms of other dangers, there used to be a lot of problems with pollution in the water. But we set up an organization locally to campaign about that, and it's been very successful. The water's now a lot cleaner, and that has real health benefits. I mean, before the water was cleaned up, people used to get coughs and colds a lot, and sore throats especially, as well as stomach upsets. For me, it was always my ears that got sore, you know, because it affected people in different ways. Another thing people always ask is, what's the biggest wave I've ever surfed? And I've surfed big waves in Australia, both Sydney and the beaches further north, but the biggest ones were in Hawaii, at a place called Sunset Beach. That was about 7 meters, which is really awesome. About 6 other waves came down on top of me, but once it's happened, you know you can do it, and it gives you more confidence. I'm very strict about my diet, and I never eat meat because I'm a vegetarian. I used to eat fish, but I don't do that anymore either. I tend to eat pretty healthily. Sometimes I'll have a jam sandwich or a cream cake. It feels so good, even if you know it's bad for you. But I also know when to stop. Like, I've just spent 2 weeks being a fruitarian, only eating fruit because I wanted to cleanse my body. It gave me heaps of energy, and I felt so much better for it. Before a competition, you can't be tense or stressed out, or your surfing would suffer. I listen to music to stop that happening. I often sit on the beach with my earbuds in and listen to rap songs, usually old favorites from years back. But if I'm feeling really stressed, I'll give a friend a game of chess to prepare myself mentally. I usually win, actually. So before I go on to talk about...
Now you will hear part 2 again.
Hi there. My name's Mara Barnes, and I'd like to tell you about my sport, which is surfing. At events like this, I try to explain what my motivation is and give people an idea of what it's like to be involved in the sport. Firstly, people often ask me what sort of training a surfer needs to do. Well, just surfing, really. That's the best training you can have. I live on the Atlantic coast, so I can surf all year round. Summer is pretty bad wave-wise because the sea's so calm, but I try to do 2 sets of 3 hours or 3 sets of 2 hours. I'm completely exhausted after that. But for me, that's a great feeling. In winter, it's bitterly cold, of course, but you get great waves at that time of year. Wearing a wetsuit, I can stand about 20 minutes before it becomes unbearable. Of course, when I'm not surfing, I have to keep fit. But I don't do workouts or lift weights at the gym, if that's what you're thinking. I just do yoga and stretching every day for between 1/2 hour and 1.5 hours. Surfing uses your whole body. When you're on the board, the focus is on your legs and torso. When you're paddling out to get to the waves, it's the arms, back, and upper shoulders. Everything needs to be loose. I'm quite good at listening to what my body's telling me. I also try to swim 3 times a week. My goal is 32 lengths of a 25-meter pool in 14 minutes. Normally, I do it in 12 and a half or 13, actually. So, what about injuries? Well, people pull muscles and sometimes break an arm or an ankle. I've been lucky. But when I was 15 and I just started surfing, the board whacked me in the face and it broke my nose. While surfing, you get hit by the board, hit by the waves, tossed around. The more flexible you are, the less likely you are to get injured. In terms of other dangers, there used to be a lot of problems with pollution in the water. But we set up an organization locally to campaign about that, and it's been very successful. The water's now a lot cleaner, and that has real health benefits. I mean, before the water was cleaned up, people used to get coughs and colds a lot, and sore throats especially, as well as stomach upsets. For me, it was always my ears that got sore, you know, because it affected people in different ways. Another thing people always ask is, what's the biggest wave I've ever surfed? And I've surfed big waves in Australia, both Sydney and the beaches further north, but the biggest ones were in Hawaii, at a place called Sunset Beach. That was about 7 meters, which is really awesome. About 6 other waves came down on top of me, but once it's happened, you know you can do it, and it gives you more confidence. I'm very strict about my diet, and I never eat meat because I'm a vegetarian. I used to eat fish, but I don't do that anymore either. I tend to eat pretty healthily. Sometimes I'll have a jam sandwich or a cream cake. It feels so good, even if you know it's bad for you. But I also know when to stop. Like, I've just spent 2 weeks being a fruitarian, only eating fruit because I wanted to cleanse my body. It gave me heaps of energy, and I felt so much better for it. Before a competition, you can't be tense or stressed out, or your surfing would suffer. I listen to music to stop that happening. I often sit on the beach with my earbuds in and listen to rap songs, usually old favorites from years back. But if I'm feeling really stressed, I'll give a friend a game of chess to prepare myself mentally. I usually win, actually. So before I go on to talk about...
That is the end of part 2.